Tuesday, Parshas Vayikra, Shir, Vav, Zayin.
Zok the Heilige Gemara. We end up Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and the Gemara is trying to figure out. We have three psukim for shlichus. Do we need all three of them? So the Gemara came to a conclusion that we don't need all three psukim, and really we don't need the pasuk of what? Truma. Atem gam atem. Why do I need that pasuk? Because I can learn that from Kachim and from Gerishin. We saw yesterday, the day before, is it really, in the end of the day, is it all three psukim? Is it only two psukim? Is it only one pasuk? You know, there's all different, like, seems to be different variations in the Rishonim, which is the main malamid or what not, whatever. Akoponim, so then we're left with an extra pasuk, it seems like. Atem gam atem lamal. He says, the Gemara, you need it for atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem b'nei bris. We spoke about that also on Sunday. What does b'nei bris mean? Does it mean that these are yid? Does it mean that that's a bris? Is that enough? And so forth. Now the Gemara has a question. Frak the Gemara, halam alikra, mi rabbi chia bar abba, mi rabbi yoichanon nafka. What do I need a pasuk for? Dom rabbi chia bar abba, mi yoichanon, ein evin nasa shlich, lakabu get mi ad baila, shal isha levishen, but there is gittin vikidushin. An evin can't be a shlich to be makabu la get from the husband of a woman because he's not betaris, and evin's not betaris, gittin vikidushin. So just like, where's that learned from? Where's that learned from? Anyone?
Svara.
If that's a svara, so this is also should the chayra be a svara that what that a guy can't be a shliach for truma? Why can't a guy be a shliach for truma? Because not betoyrus. The Gemara is assuming right now he's not betoyrus. He's not betoyrus. He can't be a shliach. That's the Gemara's question. What do we need a pasuk for? Now, Rabbi Isai, lemaisa, the whole pasuk of shlichus by truma is ibrik, is extra. Why does the Torah tell it to us? Only to tell me this rule that you need to be B'nai Bris. Is this rule exclusive for Truma?
No.
The fact that a guy needs to ban Bris is true by all Shlichus. So why don't we say, we're only saying it over here, to tell me, Enachanami, B'nai to Truma, maybe I don't need the Miut. But I need the Miut for everywhere else. Goy, there are things that a guy is B'tayrus. Can a guy be my Shliach to buy a field for me? Is a guy B'tayrus? Kinyin,
Mekachomemkar?
It's not a problem. Yes. So maybe that's all the
puzzle.
What?
They wouldn't say it here, the puzzle.
Ah, says Yoni, that could be that's the puzzle. But why would the puzzle say it over here in the one place which anyway you can't do it? It's a bad choice of places to do it.
Of course, you have a choice between Kachim, Gerishin, and here. So.
It would be bizarre to say that the Makar for something is somewhere which anyway you can't do. That's what Yoni's saying. Yoni, you want to defend yourself?
Where are you going to have where are you going to put this Makar?
I put it by Kenyan. Put it by Kenyan.
There's no
Makar for Shlichus by Truma either.
Only
because
of this.
Do I need this pasuk to teach me Shlichus by Truma? I got your back. Do you need this pasuk to teach me Shlichus by Truma? No, I don't. Elam, I'm only writing it to tell me that you're out, so write it somewhere else. Write it somewhere so it's not going to... Chayra, that's what Yoni meant. Akoponim. Zak the Heilige Gemara. So the Chayra, what do we need the pasuk for? It's Eina B'Tayras. Says Rashi. If you say Eina B'Tayras, Alma. Lo Yibay Kura. Do me Svar Islam Lo Meimer. Do me Dilo Shaykh Bey. Lo Me Savar Alei Shliach. Says the Gemara. An answer. Says the Gemara. Sal Kadai Itzrich. Itzrich. Salakadai tachamina eved la bar hateru hu klal. Aber evi kechovim hol ve'isa b'tshuma dinafshei. Dina evi kechovim jekusi shetam b'tshumas b'tshuma. Eima shliach nami aviv kamash malon. I would have thought that maybe it's different, says the Gemara. Why? Because when it comes to truma, because when it comes to getting the kedushin, eved is lav bar hateru klal. He's lav barateru klal. He's bechlal not negeya. However, when it comes to truma, a guy is misa b'truma dinafshei. So we spoke yesterday that it seems like that was a pretty faulty havamina. Like, oh, what do you mean? A guy doesn't have truma? The answer is, guy does have truma. Oops. What, was that a mistake in the havamina? What's going on here exactly? So we'll get there. So now...
How many was it the Evet?
What?
Where's their half minute that guy doesn't have truma? in the Gemara.
The Gemara says anything you're not b'tayrus. The pasuk is saying amatem b'nei bris af shluchacham b'nei bris. Is an eved a ben bris?
No. Eved ever in
the process? Eved Kanani. Yes, he is. He is in B'nai Bris. So the Gemara says, Matem B'nai Bris, Ashluchachem B'nai Bris. Who's it coming to be, Mamayit? Eved or Goy? Goy. So what's the comparison to Eved? Why are we bringing up Mishnah by that an Eved can't be a Shliach for Gerishin to the fact that a Goy can't be a Shliach for Truma? The answer is, it's just showing you that anything that's Eino B'tayrus doesn't need Shlichus. So why does can't have shlichus? Why can't an eved be a shliach for getting the kedushin? Why can't a guy be shliach for truma lechayra? He's not betoyer. That's the Gemara's question. So what do we need a pasuk for? He's ain't betoyer. Says the Gemara, wrong. He is betoyerus. Sorry, check your facts. So what was the hamamina b'chlal?
I don't, where's the Havamina? The Gemara says it has to be B'nai Bris.
What does it mean Lam Likra? What does it mean Lam Likra?
Why would you need Atam Gamatam telling me B'nai Bris?
What does B'nai Bris mean?
Goy.
So there's a Havamina Goy.
Right.
You need a Pasuk to tell me a Goy doesn't do Truma because of can't be a Shliach. So the Gemara is saying, now, what do you mean? It's Eina B'Toyrus. The Gemara is saying Goy is Eina B'Toyrus Truma. That's the Gemara's next question. We see from the fact that an Eved is Eina B'Toyrus, you don't need a pasuk to be Mayit. Also a guy is Eina B'Toyrus, you don't need a pasuk to be Mayit. That's the Gemara's question.
He's B'Toyrus.
That's, you're missing something.
Yeah.
It's not for now. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. What does Rashi say?
Right.
Lav.
Try reading it like that. Yeah.
Lav barateruhu, says Rashi. Lav barateruhu garsinan. Eino bishum tzad heter eishes ish. She'eino megarish. Deha eino kedushin. So what does it mean? Lav barateruhu. Rabbi, can someone translate the words for me? What does it mean? Lav barateruhu. What?
Person?
Is that a free person?
Is that a person who has the
kind of... What? Lav bar heterohu means is that a free person?
You can't make somebody look at
it. What is lav bar heterohu?
He's not someone who's involved in the partial gerish.
What? Translate the words for me. Lav bar heterohu. What are the words? What does heterohu mean?
He can't be matir the isha.
He can't be matir the isha. Lav bar heterohu means he can't be matir the isha. So in other words,
he's not a bar heterohu. He's not a guy who can be do the matir.
What is that? So what does that mean? He's not b'toyrus gerishin. That's what it means. Lav bar heterohu garsinan. Eino bishum tzad heter eishes ish. What does it mean? Eino bishum tzad heter eishes ish. Can't be matir an eishes ish. She eino megarish. Deha eino kedushin. Because he doesn't have kedushin. So, explain to me, why is it that an Eved doesn't have Gerishin? Because it doesn't have Kedushin? Is that the reason?
Two reasons. Say a practical and even, yeah.
Is it because he doesn't have Kedushin? So in other words, really, in theory, let's say I could hypothetically somehow create a Kedushin for an Eved. I can't, but if I could the Eved be Megarish?
Yes.
No. Maybe. Maybe. So what does it mean he's Eino B'Toyrus?
Well, he's not B'Toyrus because right now he can't be...
So that's a practical issue. He's got a practical issue. He can't have a wife. Someone can't have a wife. So then does that mean that there ain't no B'Toyrus?
Yeah.
The whole point of the Kedusha is that.
Can a man be a shliach for a woman to be makabel her get?
Someone who doesn't have a field is not B'Toyrus truma.
What?
Someone who doesn't have a field is not B'Toyrus.
Right. So can a man be a shliach to Mekabel get for Anisha? Ain't a B'Toyrus? He can't.
He is B'Toyrus Kedushin.
What?
He is B'Toyrus. He has to give a get.
The as it was written applies to him. He happens to have a wife that's a practical.
No, I'm not saying
man can't be Mekabel get.
Because he's always the giver, not the receiver.
It's also Gimp.
Okay, but Lemaisa, we can. So, Akopanim, why over here, it seems like maybe you could say, yeah.
The whole point of the condition is for Gerishin.
So that's what Meisha Shmuel says. Yoni's saying Alam de Shazach. Yoni's saying that no, he's Ein of a Torah's Gerishin, because Gerishin is just the inversion of Kedushin. So if he's Ein of a Torah's Kedushin, that makes him Ein of a Torah's Gerishin. It's not just that he's lacking a wife. If he would even have a wife, somehow you'd give him a wife, right? He wouldn't be able to be Megarish. He would not. Because if for the fact he doesn't have Kedushin, he doesn't have Gerishin.
But if you were somehow able to give him a wife.
Okay, but yeah. The point is that he's Ein of a Torah's Gerishin mitzad atzmoy. From the fact that the Innovator's Kedushin is a vice to us as Innovator's Gerushin. Not just because now he doesn't, he's lacking in the situation.
He said the Gittin came first in the order.
The Shaila is, why does it say Innovator's Gittin v'Kedushin? Why does the Gemara say Innovator's Gittin v'Kedushin? According to, should say Innovator's Kedushin v'Gittin.
No, Bechlau, from the beginning of the man, we said Gittin comes first. That why in the Sechta, Rabbi had a Innovator with Shtaris.
That's Shrichim Menu Get. The whole Vart of Kedushin is only to, in order to make a get, right? That would be Mashmalat Kim Enochanami, right? Maybe Enochanami, maybe that's why it says Gittin first. In other words, if it's just felt in Hechatimtza, like we were assuming, so then it should say Enochanami Kedushin V'Gittin, because I can't have Kedushin, I have Gittin. Why does it say Gittin first? Because Gittin, it's Enochanami Gittin and Kedushin. It's also, it's coming to show you it's Enochanami Gittin.
We also talk there, we see Davida as Gittin Kedushin.
So could be that's just the way we talk. So it says it's because Kol Misha Eni Debetiv Gittin V'Kedushin Ein La Esek Behem. It says Davri Ima Iske Gittin V'Kedushin. Why does it mention Gittin before? It's always Gittin always comes in the Seder of the Masechtas. Gittin comes before Kedushin. Maybe it's just Tzlab Davka. Maybe it turns Gittin V'Kedushin. Maybe Pesukim also comes first. Yeah. What's interesting to me is the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi. Rashi makes a statement. Rashi says, Lav bar heterahu garsinon. What is Rashi doing? Lav bar heterahu garsinon. Apparently Rashi had a different girsa that he wasn't so happy with. What's the other girsa? Lav bar heterahu klal is the girsa that we have. Rashi took the word klal out. What does lav bar heterahu klal mean? You're not at all. So Rashi seems to be saying that, well, guys, betairus. He's not betairus, but don't say he's not betairus at all. That's too extreme. So if we say like Yoni that he's mamish ain't of a Torah, I would understand the word klal. If it just means that because he doesn't have Kedushin, he doesn't have Gerushin, I could hear why Rashi's trying to like tame the Gemara a little bit. Okay, listen, I understand he's not a Torah, but don't say he's not a Torah at all. He's just not a Torah because it's lacking a Chetimtza. Okay, the stuff in Vissim. Akopanim, says the Gemara, the Hachi Garcin and Abel, hold the Isa betruma dinafshe. Because there's truma dinafshe. Therefore, I would say he's Beteris. What does that mean, Truma Dinafshe? Says the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is Medaik. He says, Apel de Gazach. He says, even when we say that a Goy does have Truma, and a Goy Shetarma Truma Say Truma, that is only Dafka Bidinafshe, Shegodal Bisadehu. A guy can take truma on something that grew in his field that he owned. Aval im kana tevel me Yisrael ein orishai letar mayhu el Yisrael kainam imenu. What happens if a guy buys tevel? Are you allowed to sell tevel to a guy? Yes. A guy bought tevel. Can the guy take off truma on that tevel? Even according to the mandama that holds, that says that that's only if it's his truma, if it was his tvua. What about a yid's tvua? Can he take off truma? No.
But he bought it. That's what.
You know, it has to have been grown his tvua somehow. We have to see there's going to be a difference between his grown tvua and other grown tvua. So that's the deek and lush in the Gemara. Hoyo v'isa b'truma dinafshe. His truma.
I mean, you can buy from a guy, though, right?
You can buy the guy, and then the yid takes off truma.
So if it's tevel of the guy, why could you be able to buy it?
You can buy and take off truma. You have to take off truma.
The guy buys from you and take off also.
Because that guy can't do.
Well, tevel, though.
And a chanami. Apparently it's going to be a difference. We're going to have to see. We'll see. Comes out the following thing. If a guy buys truma of a yid, can he take off truma? Even according to the man d'amar that holds that a goy can take truma off, but not from a yid's stuff. So now, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, now the Gemara's svara, or the Gemara's question, is not really as compelling. What's the Gemara saying? A goy does have truma. Does a goy really have truma? What do we want a goy to be a shliach on? We say we want a goy to make a shliach. Atem v'lo shluchachem. We want a goy to be a shliach for who? For a Jew. Can a goy take off the truma of a Jew on his own?
No.
So I understand why I would call that eino b'tayrus. Says the Gemara, yeah, but he is isa b'truma denafshe, so he does have epis shaychas to truma.
How do we know that he can't take off from a yid? This is... That comes after Gamatim or now?
No, yeah, that's nothing to do with Gamatim. Gamatim is just in Shlichos. It's this, it's Shlichos.
That makes it worse or better. That makes it better.
So let's get it clear. Says Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara said, the Pasuk of Atem Gamatim is coming to teach you that a goy can't be your Shlich. In fact, the Gemara, of course the goy can't be your Shlich. He's Eino B'Tayras. He's Eino B'Tayras. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Eino B'Tayras? But a goy can take off Truma. When the Gemara said that, the Gemara is coming to challenge the Eino B'Tayrus. What's the Gemara saying? A goy can take off truma, it's truma denafshe, but he can't take off truma for me. So the Gemara is kilu wondering, is that enough called Eino B'Tayrus? He's Eino B'Tayrus truma of a yid, he's B'Tayrus truma of a nafshe. Is that called Eino B'Tayrus?
How was the Havamina?
The Havamina was, he's called Eino B'Tayrus. Says the Gemara, because he's b'tayrus truma denafshe, that's going to be enough. And then what does the Gemara say afterwards? According to Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon says a goy is eino b'tayrus truma klal, because the Reb Shimon holds that he's potter. Reb Shimon holds potter. What does that mean? Oh, become can't take truma at all. Then he's mamish eino b'tayrus. This person is now, according to Shimon, a goy is mamish eino b'tayrus. So the Fizet says, Rav Moshe Shmuel, we can answer the diak that we mentioned yesterday. Rashi, when he's starting the sugya, says eino b'tayrus, Rashi says, is a svara. Rashi de Maschil Afisha Eino B'Tayrus Amol Abaykra de Misvara Islam LeMeimar Midlo Shaych Beilo Misavet Alei Shliach. Rashi says it's a Svara. In the bottom of the sugya, when Rashi's going in Eino B'Tayrus, says Rashi Pshinta Tolo Havi Ovikacham Shliach Tolo Lesa B'Truma Den Afshe. Why do Rashi go from Svara to Pshinta? In both places, Rashi's talking about the concept of Eino B'Tayrus. The answer is, first, Rashi's talking about, according to the Chachamim, that Eino B'Tayrus. Second, Rashi is talking about Reb Shimon Eino B'Tayrus. According to Reb Shimon, how Eino B'Tayrus is a goy? According to Reb Shimon, how Eino B'Tayrus is a goy from Truma?
Klal.
Can he take his own Truma, according to Reb Shimon? Zero. So if he can't do Truma, for sure he can't be a Shliach. Pshita he can't be. It's Pashat, it's obvious. But in the Gemara, when we first introduced Eino B'Tayrus, we were going according to the Chachamim. And we knew, according to the Chachamim, that a goy can take his own truma. This wasn't a mistake. This wasn't a flapped havamina. But we knew a goy can only take his own truma. Can he take my truma? No. So he's still eino b'tayrus. Says Rashi, it's a svara. That the svara still exists. Because after all, the goy is not b'tayrus my truma. Says the Gemara, okay, I can argue on that svara. I could hear to say that because he's Issa B'Truma Dinafshe, therefore, I'm going to say that he's still considered to be B'Tayrus. That is the back and forth in the Gemara. Shaila is, what is the difference between Truma Dinafshe and not Truma Dinafshe? What difference does it make? So take a look in Rashi. Rashi says, the truma to make it usher for foreign people. What's Rashi telling us? I mean, we know what happens after you get truma. Lots of things happen after you get truma. What is Rashi telling you? It's truma le usher lezarim. It sounds like from Rashi, says then it's it, that this is not a regular truma. When a goy takes truma, it's taka not a regular truma. It doesn't make regular truma. It only makes li aser lezarim. For that reason, I can understand the Tosis read. If something grows by Yisrael, what type of truma do you need if it grew by Yisrael? What? A real truma. Can a guy do a real truma by himself? No. A guy can only do a wimpy truma. What's a wimpy truma? Le'os l'zarm. I have to see what that means exactly. Le'os l'zarm. Therefore, a guy cannot do it. If he buys tevel from a yid, he cannot take truma because he doesn't have the equipment to do that. All he can do is make truma le'os l'zarm. Saklein a truma.
That's because he's doing it. Meaning, we're not saying, if the Jew were to buy a guy, the field that the guy has and then grow fields, he would also take regular truma, right? The Jew would take regular truma off of that field. It's not the person.
Perhaps.
I'm
not
saying
clear.
It's not the field, it's the person who is growing.
It's by. Not clear, maybe.
So if I'm clear. Saying if it's the person who's growing by, so then a guy should be able to take off regular truma from a yid.
No, a guy doesn't have the equipment to do that.
Because it grew by him, but if it grew by me and I gave it to him.
No, so that's what we're saying. It's not true. A guy is ain't a b'tiris. That's what Tzitzit is saying. He's ain't a b'tiris. He can't do it. He can take off his own truma. He can take off his own truma. He can't take off truma for Yisrael. So we're explaining why. Tzitzit doesn't say why. So we're saying the reason is because he's not b'tiris that truma. He's b'tiris is a different type of truma. He has the equipment for a different type of truma. That's what the Torah gave him. You have a weaker truma. What's weaker about the truma? It's only le'asa l'zarm. What does that mean? It's only le'asa l'zarm. So Teres Shmuel brings two pshat. What?
What's the maskana that they are b'tiris? They're not
b'tiris,
it's
him.
Regular
type of truma. And a chalami. So you have to know how shlichus works. You can hack with shlichus. But they have enough equipment for truma that I can empower them with the rest. No, it's let's say you say it's Mesiris Koyach. So I could give you the Koyach to do you, the Maisa. You can do the Maisa HaFrasha.
Yeah,
so I can give you Koyach to be able to do more.
You can make regular truma.
And a chalami. But that's that the fact that you can do truma.
Truma.
It's all truma. So because that's the Gemara says that. Know exactly how it's going to work, or if it's Yad HaRichtan, for sure it could work. Yad HaRichtan, it's really, I'm doing it, he's not doing it. Yeah, he can work with it. He's enough B'tiris, that's called, he's enough B'tiris. That's what I'm saying. Ha'olisa, B'truma D'nafshi. It was a, that goof was the one Shaka B'tiris. You're still not having me, no, you'll get there eventually.
Does that mean there's a weaker level of Kedusha on?
What?
Does that mean there's a weaker level of Kedusha on items?
The chayra, there's going to be a weaker level of kedusha. Let's see. What does it mean? It's only asa l'zarm. So the Netziv says in Merume Sada, he says the pshat is that if someone would eat this, usually if a person eats truma, he's chayv misa. Someone eats this truma, so he's not chayv misa. There's no chayv misa. It's like a weaker kedusha, as Dovi was saying. It's like it has a weaker kedusha. What? It's like a truma light. It's truma. It's midiraisa, it's just truma light. Right? It might have to do, we'll have to see in the Rashi. Because maybe a guy does take a little bit out of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the guy's ownership. Could be. Al kol panim, that's one pshat in Rashi. And he brings another pshat, that Teres Shmuel brings another pshat in Rashi, that he says that there's no din nesina on the truma. This truma doesn't have to go to a kayin. It's asul lazarim, and now we can do whatever you want. There's no din; they have to give it to. Maybe it's not mamon koyin. Mamon koyin is only because it comes from Yisrael. But there's no. It's not. There's no shleimus. The truma isn't the shleimus. Therefore, the Gemara, even in the Havamina, knew this. The Gemara knew a guy could take truma, but he thought it's ain't a tourist. So he's stuck in the Havamina still. The Gemara's maskan is no, but ho beisa, but truma did not say that's enough in order to make us that it's going to be b'tiris. That's what the Gemara says.
What Toby's asking is nothing changed. Meaning we said that it's not, and now we're saying it is.
Yeah, that's not what Toby's saying. That's what you're saying. No. But that's goof of the dreidel and the Gemara. The Gemara is saying a new understanding in the Betiris. Is that called Betiris? It's not called Betiris. That's all the Gemara is doing.
Change the call of Betiris. Meaning, what did
we? Yeah, we're just changing. We're just changing it. Yeah. Okay, so Rashi says, what's going on over here? Why truma sa truma? Le'asilazarm, the kasavar, ain't kinyan la'ubi kacham beret yisrael lafkia. A goy does not have a kinyan to be mafkia. In other words, when a goy owns Eretz Yisrael, does it stay Eretz Yisrael? This is the big part of the big shaila of whether or not there's something called the heter mechira. Right? If people want that they should have no problems with Shemitah and the like, just sell Eretz Yisrael. Can you do that? Can a goy be mafkia kedushas Eretz Yisrael? This man d'amar holds ain kinyan lovi kachavim Eretz Yisrael lafkia. And umiruach ovi kachavim ain a poiter men a truma. and the miruach of anovi kichav, it's the smoothing out of the mound of his whatever it is, his grains, his produce. So meruach of kichav ain't a pater mena truma. It doesn't pater. When menachas yalef la time de gonchav trei zimni. The mutadikin of the kachav in mitachem yitel rabbis. Pasuk is saying over here in mitachem yit. It says digan chan out of the kachav, digan chan out of the kachav. You say two times. So what does that mean? It's coming to be marber. Yes, of the kachav. Okay. So Rashi seems to be saying two things. Rashi seems to be saying, first of all, it seems to be two totally separate things. First of all, ein kinyan la'akom beretz yisrael lafkia. And the second one is miruach of the kachav mein apoyter min hatruma. Kinyan Akum is nogea to Eretz Yisrael. It's nogea to many different things. It's nogea to Mitzvah Yishim Eretz Yisrael. If a guy buys Eretz Yisrael, so does it have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? Are you allowed to go there? Is it called Chutzlar? It's not called Chutzlar. Is it called Eretz Yisrael? Does it have Kedusha? That might depend on Gittin. There's a whole discussion which part of Eretz Yisrael, but does it have Truma, Meiser, Shvius, all those things? That's one discussion. Benageya to the Cheftza of Eretz Yisrael, the Karak of Eretz Yisrael. Does it have a Din Eretz Yisrael or not? Says Rashi, in order for us to hold that Trumas is Truma, we have to say it's Eretz Yisrael. Is there a Chi of Truma in Chutz Laretz? No. So it has to be Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael if a guy owns it? In Kinyan La'akum Afkim Eretz Yisrael, it's still Eretz Yisrael. Now there's something else, even if it is Eretz Yisrael, but Miruach Akum is going to pater. If a guy does the smoothing it out of the Kri, that's going to pater us, according to one man, Da'amar. So whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not, there's a special din in Truma, a special din in Truma of Miruach HaKri, which is going to be a din in the Tvua. It's not a din in the Karaka, it's a din in the Tvua. These are the two dinim Rashi mentions. Says Rashi, Ubeimenachas yalaf lataima digoncha digoncha trei zimni. When Rashi brings the pasuk of digoncha, digoncha is going on the first din that Rashi mentioned or the second din that Rashi mentioned? The chayyur is only going on the second din. It's not talking anything about whether or not is a din Eretz Yisrael lafkia or not din Eretz Yisrael. The Chor Rash is only bringing a pasuk for the second din. The Maram says a chiddush that maybe the din of Miruach Akum and the din of Kinyan Eretz Yisrael really connected to each other. It's all saying that the goy ki'ilu he lowers the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in some way. I'll call upon him. So we hold that therefore guy's got to be chayef. Then therefore it's isa betruma denafshe. Says the Gemara Vayter. Gemara says ul Rab Shimon de potar de tnan truma so vikuchav midamas vechayev alav chaimesh. Rab Shimon poiter atem gamatem lomeli. The Mishnah says Rab Shimon holds that it's potter. Why does it say in the Mishnah truma so vikuchav midamas vechayev alav chaimesh? Why does it say truma so vikuchav is truma? What does truma so vikuchav midamas? The chayru of the reason is because, like we said from the Tosfos Rid, truma sovi kachom is not regular truma. It's a b'sashmacher truma. Is it chayv misa? No. Does it make d'mai? Yes. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Even the shmacher truma, midama'as. Are you chayv alav chaymish?
Yeah.
What?
Why did Rashi only say asr
mizarim? What do you mean?
Is what he was describing the separate truma.
Right.
He said it was, it's also right.
So those are, I guess that is more of a taich of the truma. The taich of the truma is that it's also lezarim. Midamas is an outgrowth of that. He's not going to say all the different halachas. He also doesn't say it's misach in the Kri. Doesn't say it's misach in the Kri.
But when the Gemara says that it's the truma is different because it's truma de nafshe, right? Why would you think the halacha is different besides for that it's truma de nafshe? Whatever applies by our truma applies by their truma, just it's for them.
No, because we say it doesn't have chayv misa.
Okay, so I'm, for a Jew.
For a Jew, it's not chayv misa. If I eat something okay, that so is a
it's
goy.
It's different for us, but I'm saying why would the situation be different? We'd say there's a chayv misa that the mind wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Same way chayv misa doesn't exist.
Chayv misa doesn't exist because it's not the same kedusha as our truma.
So then demai wouldn't exist.
It has such a truma.
Then I would think maybe demai only exists when it has the real truma, the real kedusha. This is not the real kedusha, therefore it doesn't exist. What do you mean?
Demai
is when there's a seven.
Right. So are you chayev to be mafresh?
If I'm not chayev in truma semesis at all, why would there ever be a chayev?
He is chayev. There isn't truma. We're going with the man truma. So truma. So now he took truma. He took truma. It's real truma. Is a goy allowed? Is a zara allowed to eat it? Is a yisrael allowed to eat this truma? No. And now it falls into tchulin. So now is he allowed to eat that? I might say, okay, this is just shvacha truma. No issues. No, even this. So, but Reb Shimon Poiter. Why is Reb Shimon Poiter? Says Rashi. Because sover ain miruach avikachavim chayev betruma. We all know the gan chavelo digan avikachavim. He says miruach avikachavim is not chayev in truma. He says that I need the pasuk. One of the gonchos is something else. Therefore, the gonch is going to pat you from miruach, and therefore you're going to be potter. So, why is it that a goy doesn't have truma? Why is it a goy can't take off truma? Because he's potter. Because a goy can't have truma. Do we see that a goy's hafrasha is not a good hafrasha? Where do we see that? All we see is that a guy is not chayef. So Frek, Rebbe Chanan, Kovitz Aris, Reb Shmuel, Rebbe Chanan, others. So then, why do you see Zayin B'Teres? Why is that called Zayin B'Teres? Says Rebbe Chanan, that's no more Zayin B'Teres than the fact that a guy can't do gerushin. Why can't a guy do gerushin? Because they don't have kedushin, not like Yoni. He can't do gerushin because he doesn't have kedushin, so he can't take off truma because he doesn't have truma. So why is he calling him Eino B'Tyrus? He just doesn't have it. Says Rav Chanan, Eino Chanan, it's called Eino B'Tyrus. Yeah. Anytime I can, not just I don't have it. It's not just that I don't have it. It's that I can't have it. Anytime you can't have something, the Torah excluded you from having an Isha, then not being able to do gerushin is called Eino B'Teres. If the Torah excluded you from having Truma, then not being able to take off Truma is called Eino B'Teres. Okay.
So then why is a Jew that doesn't have a Truma field not Eino B'Teres? He can't.
He can. He could have a truma field. Okay, he could have a truma field.
Okay, and a guy could do gerushin.
No,
he could do kedushin.
He can't.
He can't do kedushin. So
he
this
can't
person
do kedushin. But he can't buy a field. He can't buy a wife. Here, the Jew has an option to buy a field.
He does. Let's say he only has a dollar.
Okay, it's all right.
Why technically?
Oh, Marsh, you're gonna get hit for that one.
No, what does that mean? He can't buy a field.
Practically,
if he could do kedushin, he can't. If he had money, he would be able to buy a field. But he can't.
Let's say someone gives him a present. Can he buy a field?
What?
If someone gives him a present, can he now buy a field?
Yeah, but someone didn't.
Okay. Can a goy ever marry a woman? Ever. Never.
No.
Ever.
If he gets a present.
Okay, that's the difference. This person is B'Tyrus. Right now, he's not in a situation to do it. But he's B'Tyrus.
He has chances to getting a field. Tomorrow, somebody can give him a gift.
But he doesn't have a practical.
It's not called B'Tyrus. It's in the Torah.
Theoretically, he could. Practically, he can't. But theoretically, he could.
Okay.
You can hear that.
No, okay.
Ay, ay, ay.
What does that mean? We're saying that he doesn't have to not be the Torah. It's just he can't.
What's B'Torah? What does B'Torah mean? In the Torah. This person is not in the Torah. There's no Torah.
So a guy is B'Torah's gerushin.
He's not.
He is, though.
What does B'Torah mean? Translate the word for me. What does B'Torah mean?
In the Parsha.
So a guy's not in the Parsha of gerushin. Ever, never will be, never was, never can be. Not today, not tomorrow. Not here, not there. Never, ever.
But we're saying, really, he is. It's just he can't get there.
No.
But because he can't, we call him Eino B'Teres.
So that's, because this person can't do truma now, he's not B'Teres.
You just added a very important word. Now. That means he can. So he can now, he can do later.
So later he'll be B'Teres. What does that mean?
No, that's called B'Teres. Now he's in the Torah. He's called the Tyrus.
So then he can get,
Okay. Akoponim, Tosis here asks a question on Rashi. Tosis, Aiv Kachavim, Akusi Shetorma, Trumasim Truma. He brings the whole Lashon of Rashi. It's Vekasha, the Pirushai. The Mashma, the Pligi, Biyesh Kinyan, Aiv Kachavim. Verperka Shalech, Pligi, Beze Amaroi. This is Rashi's mashma. They're arguing in Yesh Kinyan and Avik Kachavim. Rashi doesn't make the mashma already by words in Rashi. I'll tell you this. What does Rashi say they're arguing in Yesh Kinyan? Tosis says they're arguing about Miruach, not about Yesh Kinyan. Apparently, Maram says that Tosis learned that they're Tali Habaha. Lakach Pirish read, the Tanakama Sora, I feel Yesh Kinyan, Mishkach Shaper Tvoso Chai Betruma. Going to God Lashlish Biad Yisrael. Says Tosfos that you can tackle find a case when a goy is going to be have truma. When's the case? It's godlo shlish biad Yisrael. That's the case. And then afterwards, godlo shlish biad Yisrael. What happened? The goy bought it from him. So according to the Tosfos read. What do we see from the Taisus Rid? The Taisus Rid said that anytime Tvua starts off as a Yisrael, can a guy take off Truma? No. L'chayra, this isn't going to work. Rashi L'shitasa, right? I mean, the Taisus Rid says that. He says, Enu Ashay L'chayim, Im Kana Teva Mi Yisrael, L'chayra can't buy it. And he says, what about the fact that the Miruach is a guy? He says, L'chayim Kaina Miruach, he bought it before Miruach. I'm sorry. It says the case is sober. Mishkach shetvoa so chayv truma kagon shegad l'shlish bad Yisrael. V'im yishom miruach oivet koi chavim depoiter yishlemi demayu shemorcho Yisrael. The Yisrael did the miruach. I thought that the guy bought it. I thought you said the guy bought it from the Yisrael. Maybe he bought it after the miruach. That can't be. V'im yishom zarech ovelo lakuach. Yishlam demayu shalakcham koyde miruach. He bought it before the miruach. V'achakach mircham Yisrael. So what does it mean? If he bought it before the miruach, what does it mean the Yisrael does the miruach? Pshat and Tosfos is, l'chayro, this is a saying that, what does it mean that Yisrael does the miruach? Does it mean that it's in Yisrael ownership? It means that Yisrael physically did the miruach. Yisrael came and he physically, in other words, a guy owns Tvua. He bought it from Yisrael. Now he asks Yisrael, can you please flatten out the pile? The Yisrael did the physical miruach. That's called miruach Yisrael. It's a miruach Yisrael, even though it's owned by a guy. That's what Tosfos learns. You don't need shlichus. Chayra, I have to say over there, you don't need shlichus.
We said a Jew can take out for a guy.
What?
Right? We said a Jew can take out. We can buy from a guy.
You can buy from a guy.
Yeah,
but he wants to know if a Jew can be a shlich for a guy. Because we said it's in of an Ebris.
Take off. The whole reason why a Jew can buy from a guy is we weren't sure if he could take off for a guy.
Right.
So what does it make a difference if you buy or
in? The Shah is, it doesn't need shlichus. You don't need shlichus to be. The Miruach is just an action. Right. And the Chayr, according to Tosfos is learning the din of Miruach, that we loy Miruach Ovik Lecham, is din of the Maisa Miruach. Rashi didn't say this. The Chayr, because Rashi learns the Yisoid of Miruach is not a Yisoid in who does the Miruach, but who does it belong to, Bishas Miruach. So therefore, Tosfos' case isn't going to work according to Rashi. Therefore, Rashi has to change the case. That's the Chayr of the Machlokes. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we have to finish up the Sugi over here. The Gemara says, so what do we need a Pasuk for? We're going back to the Torah Mesha'in Shaloi and get back into the sugya of Shechitas Kodshim, because there's more to be discussed over here, Beis Hashem, hopefully.